This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. We bring in a super friend of the show, and he is Coach
Brought
Sam Rastigliano.
By the winning safety team at SCT.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. But it's a same old, same old. I heard you just talking to somebody. You know, the... you're looking at one win and 27 losses. And, you know, I heard you talking about it. The big thing right from the beginning is that you can't go into the NFL with three quarterbacks that have no experience whatsoever. And you know, as you look at Kaiser and then you look at Rivers, Kaiser doesn't even have one season, and Rivers has 12-plus years in the NFL, and he was 31 for 43 for 340 yards and 149.1 rating. I'm going to tell you what I was going to tell you at the end, and then we can go back, but, you know, there's no question about it right now. With a 127 and with Sashay Brown and Hugh Jackson, our owner has to make a change. And I would recommend two people. Bill Polian and Ron Wolf are consultants, and they have tremendous experience that all the teams that they were with and most of the quarterbacks were Hall of Famers, to bring in a guy like one of those two and start all over again, because this thing is unbelievable.
Sam, Andy Reid of Kansas City gave up play calling duties this week, and they've been struggling. Andy Reid's been one of the great play callers in the league for a long time. If you were Hugh Jackson, would you be doing your team a favor by, and I don't, not that Hugh's calling a bad game, but would you be doing your team a favor by giving up play calling duties and concentrating on being a head coach?
Well, you know, now, as I said to you many times, for 11 years, I was with four different teams, and three of the head coaches were Hall of Famers. And so when I got my opportunity in 1978, with everything that's going on in that 60 minutes every week, you can't call plays as the head coach. You got to know what the special team coach is doing. You got to know what the defensive coach is doing. You got to know what the quarterback is doing and the offense. I think that probably, Andy, it worked for a while, but it's not working right now. But from my 25 years experience, I have found, as I looked at Tom Landry and I looked at great coaches like that who I got to know, they watched everything that was going on the field. And if you're calling plays, you can't be involved in anything else. And it's difficult as it is. So I would say, but it's too late right now. I mean, right now, as you're looking at it, you know, you got three out of the four teams, Green Bay, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh, are all in the hunt. The only shot we got is with Chicago, because they're basically in the same position we're in, although I think they won one or two games. The Browns are the second team in history that were 0-12 as a start. And I just, when you go 1-27, you got to make a change. And I hope the owner sees that, although he hired them.
Coach, Jeff and I were talking about that 5-minute mark. It's a third down, And he chose to take a timeout knowing that you needed two scores. And I just looked at the TV. I just said, he's overcoaching. At this point, let your 21-year-old go out there and make a smart play. If you don't get the first down, you're going to get a field goal. Even if you want a second to talk about it, take the 5-yard penalty. I just thought he overcoached and didn't help out his young quarterback yesterday. Did you ever feel yourself in a position where you felt like, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Maybe I overcoached.
Well, I think that without question, you know, I was in a league 25 years and I was a head coach for 7 years. It didn't happen often, you know, because I had a lot of faith in Brian Sipe.
Right.
But you know, like yesterday, I think what you were talking about, there's about 2 minutes to go. Okay, you know what you have to do. You got to score a touchdown, you got to get an onside kick, and you got a chance to, you know, to get back in the game.
Right.
And he wasted an entire minute. An entire minute he wasted. And, you know, we were lucky because, you know, the defense was great. I mean, they had four opportunities to get 28 points, and one the guy missed. And three other times down there in that area, we stopped them, and they only got the 9 points instead of 28 points. Should have been knocked right. We should have been knocked right out of the ball court in the first three quarters.
Sam, what did you think of Josh Gordon yesterday?
I think Josh Gordon is. Here's what I felt yesterday. Josh Gordon, you know, he had two big plays at 39 and 28 and two for 18. You know, he's going to make a difference. And then Njoku, the tight end, you know, I think he's coming around. He had four. But Coleman was zero. He's a number one draft choice, and he's been injured, and he's been here, and he's been there. And Britt is a bust. And, my God, they got to pay him, I think, $16,000. I wouldn't get rid of a million, excuse me. I wouldn't get rid of Coleman, but I'd get rid of Britt right away. And by the way, from what I read and see and what I see myself every week, he's not giving it all he's got.
Hmm. Coach, thank you for your time. We always appreciate talking to you, and we will talk to you next Monday.
Okay. I'll see you next Monday. Look forward to it, and have a great week.
Outstanding. Have a great week. Coach Sam Ratigliano, Browns former head coach.
Brought to us by the winning safety team at SCT.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.